Back at HQ of Wistia.com. It feels quite strange to be in the headquarters of a company whose embed and system you use and who you've been chatting to on and off for a couple of months. I'm just looking at empty bottles of Absolute and rum and a massive bottle of vodka at $35, 1.7 litre bottle. That's awesome. Also, a stuffed pigeon. I don't know who works down this, but works down here, but it must be awesome. There's also a big bag of chips and a microwave and a coffee maker and all sorts of stuff that I've just found, which is epic. Have some food should taste good. Multigrain. Probably don't mind me having one of these. Oh my god. They're awesome. Oh my god, we've got a kegerator. I so didn't know they had a kegerator. That's epic. Nostalgia electronics. I've got an electronic kegerator. That's epic. Anyway, got a little snack. I was a lot hungrier than I thought. There is a room down here. Somebody's office with a microphone and a camera and a little mixing desk and everything else. And not sure what that is next door. I don't even know whose area this is. I don't know if this is Wistia as well. I guess it is. Awesome building. I love a place like this. I would love a little space like this to be able to work in. Boston Media Makers. Oh my god. Seriously. And I'm not just blowing smoke up Steve Garfield's backside here. Boston Media Makers was awesome. The projects, the people, the energy, the whole sit down, relax, sit around a table, tell people about your projects for a couple of minutes, not over the top, no sales pitch, order breakfast, chill out, relax. Brilliant, absolutely brilliant, and good turnout, like literally like 40, 50 people, bit of music, content creation, ideal for all of that. If you are somebody traveling who does social media for a company or a brand, and you have the chance to come through Boston, find out from Boston Media Makers website, just search for it on Google, and find out when the event is. I think they're the first Sunday of every month, and make sure you get to it because you can walk out with lots of brilliant ideas and also brilliant connections. They really love the Digital Nomad jacket, and people were really interested in the ARC to the point of that they were asking sort of prices because they were interested in doing something similar themselves, which has took me by surprise, really. Took me by surprise that they were interested, I guess. And why wouldn't you be for the price and what they do? So maybe there is a market for living ARCs in the US. Who knows? Loving this space. I think I'll be working in here later on tonight as soon as I get the Mac Mini set up so I can get on the case with the MailChimp stuff. I'm tired a bit, but I'm still going. I think I'm on adrenaline now. It's 2 o'clock in the afternoon here, so it's 12 minutes past, quarter past two. So I'm guessing it's like seven, quarter past seven at home. And I'm just buzzed up to be here. I'm buzzed up to have been to Media Makers. I've been wanting to go to Media Makers for 2 or 3 years. And finally to have made it and had such a great day. It's fantastic, really, really fantastic. I'm just hoping I look human on the photos of what I've been taken with my jacket. And I hope people go and have a look at helpbuildthearc.com, and your donations to help it would be amazing. Also, if anybody's interested in passing on the details to any green companies over here who are interested in maybe some sort of side promotion or maybe sponsoring the ARC, do let me know. Thanks to all the new followers on Twitter, and do go and check out the site helpbuildthearc.com, and I think it's me.dm/link/gogo, which is the Indiegogo crowdsourcing site we're using for crowdsourcing sponsoring for the ARC. Oh, tired. Well, mentally, but excited as well at the same time. Awesome space. Awesome that I'm going to be working here for the week. Looking forward to getting started tomorrow on doing a variety of stuff. I've got some ideas and some bug fixing and some Mac Mini screencast action to be doing. Right. Okay. I'll speak to you all in a bit.